The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Dublin Pride. There's the march, the parade. Thousands of people are going to be marching down O'Connell Street to Merrion Square to mark the occasion. I'm joined by Oisin O'Reilly, who is CEO of Outhouse LGBTQ Plus Centre. 50 years, Oisin. I hadn't realised that it was established that long, but B, I imagine it must be a totally different experience and environment from 1974 to 2024. It's radically different Ireland.
Totally. Like 1974, we have less than 50 people at the first Pride March in Dublin.
50 brave people in that environment.
Very much so, you know. And, you know, tomorrow we will have almost 750,000 people out celebrating Pride in the city. So it is a radically different space that we're in now, you know.
You and I were talking just before we kicked off, and you were describing that for, obviously, there are various different spectrums of people who will be having a nice time across the weekend. But it's of particular significance for those whose first Pride March it is.
Oh, most definitely. Like, I think of my own first Pride March, and at the time we assembled in Parnell Square and kind of walking into the square, and you see this massive group of people who you're kind of like, oh my God, they're like, you see so much of yourself, so much of the yearning you've had for years within that. And like, for me, the special thing about tomorrow and this weekend is getting to be there and witness that first experience that many people have, and like seeing the wonder and the size of their community, you know?
Is it a bit like Christmas that it has become fierce commercial? When you see retailers with all the rainbow flags up and everything else, is there any danger that the core objective of Pride is lost, or does that actually just show that it is working?
I think it's a little bit of both, if I'm honest. You know, we definitely have rainbow washing and organisations and companies who jump on the bandwagon and throw the rainbow colours up for June and then disappear on the 1st of July. You know, but then there are others who never change their logos and are some of the most amazing and steadfast allies in the corporate world, who fund life-saving services and campaigns day in, day out, their staff, volunteer and otherwise. So, you know, it's easy for us to kind of look at it and kind of go, oh, it's a bit weird, but there's a symbiotic relationship between the queer movement and corporate Ireland now. And much of what we do with some of the most vulnerable in our society wouldn't exist without them, and partners like Aviva and others, you know.
Presumably it's also easy to look at it as, to look at the issue of acceptance as an issue that is solved.
I think it is really easy. And I think here in Ireland, we like to think that we solved it. Like, you know, we had a big national debate 9 years ago and the population, or the, you know, we voted in favour of marriage equality. But, you know, I think of what we said to Ireland's queer population during that campaign and that vote. And we said, it's safe. We said, we love you. We said, you know, you're part of our society. But then we look to how events have unfolded, and it's, we're walking down the aisle getting married, but we're looking over our shoulder. You know, we have the events that happened in the Phoenix Park last week, two horrific incidents where four gay men were allegedly hunted with weapons in the park. You know, and we had people before the courts on Monday morning of this week. It's the Monday of Pride. You know, anxiety and fear within Ireland's queer community is elevated, you know.
And we saw, I mean, the Cathal Crotty incident, attack, I should say, began with homophobic abuse. That was the spark that lit that.
Totally, it was. But, and in a way that has been sanitised. It wasn't just homophobic, that was a hate crime. You know, let's call it for what it is. There was very hateful language used in the commission of a physical assault against Natasha O'Brien. You know, and it's interesting to hear that be sanitised by the political system. You know, we're talking about gender-based violence. We're not talking about the hate crime element to this. And this week, there's a particular frustration within the LGBT movement, with, you know, people of colour organisations, with the anti-racism organisations, with Roma and Traveller organisations, that the hate crime bill, 12 months on from it being promised for Pride last week, still languishes in the Shannon. We had the riots in Dublin last November. We had Taoiseach Leo Varadkar at the time say, we'll have this done by Christmas. We're 6 months on. We've had these horrific things happen. We've had suspended, wholly suspended sentences handed down for violent crime. And the political system seems like it doesn't want to deal with it.
And how does that manifest for somebody who is in the community? I think back to Rory O'Neill, Panty Bliss's fabulous speech on the check yourself thing. Is that what it is? Is it the need to check yourself, that the constant niggle at the back of the head?
Well, it is, most definitely. But I think, you know, Panty's speech, you know, which is 10 years ago now, that was 2014, when Panty delivered the Noble Call on the stage of the Abbey. Very little has changed. And I think it's not just about checking yourself. I think in the current climate, with a rise of extremism, of far-right hate, the discourse on social media so far into the sewer, that it's not checking yourself. It's much more active than that for queer people. You know, there's a real palpable feeling that parts of our city aren't safe at particular times. People are being very, deliberate about what they're doing and what they're not doing in order to feel safe and create a bubble of safety around themselves.
Meaning what? Lack of public displays of affection, that kind of thing?
Oh, definitely. Do you know, like, even I think about it with my own husband, like, I would very much question whether I could peck him on the cheek if we were, you know, heading our separate ways of an afternoon in the city, or whether we can walk down Grafton
Still,
Street.
Would you?
Most definitely. Do you know, like, to think about it, you've got the, do I want to deal with the slurs that might be hurled at me from people? You know, I was speaking at an event yesterday, a guy, 27, speaking on a panel with me, and he was talking about a horrific abuse that him and his husband received at the weekend. I got married a month ago, so I did, and we did our photographs in the Ivy Garden. As our photographs on the day of our wedding are being taken, there's an individual hurling homophobic abuse at us. Now, I have to say that the park rangers in the Ivy Gardens and the OPW were absolutely fantastic in dealing with that situation. But, like, it is a common everyday experience for LGBTQ plus people in Ireland to experience slurs and phobia directed towards them.
That's funny, because I think the narrative has sort of become that it is now entirely possible to walk hand in hand through the centre of the city and not suffer any of that. But that's not the case.
No, that is definitely not the case. As I say, like, we can walk down the aisle holding hands to get married, but we're definitely looking over our shoulders.
And is that part then of why Pride is so enjoyable? Because it washes away any of that, albeit for the period of the weekend.
Well, there's the great moment of there's safety in numbers. It's why safe spaces are so important. You know, like, you think of our queer venues, the George, Street 66, you know, our community centre and outhouse and otherwise, they create those moments where you don't need to think who you are. You don't need to self-censor. You don't need to look over your shoulder. And Pride definitely does that for people. You know, like, we talk about Pride being a celebration, and in a way, it is. We're celebrating progress, how far we've come and where we're going. But fundamentally, Pride arose out of a riot. I think everyone forgets this. Like, we mark Stonewall, and Stonewall was a riot that lasted 6 days in New York. It was queer people saying enough is enough. You know, and like, when we march tomorrow, we march for all the queer people around the world who live in countries who criminalize them and have the death penalty. We march for trans people who don't have access to safe, timely and quality healthcare here in Ireland. We march for all of the rainbow families who have children, where both parents don't get to have a legal relationship with their child, despite what we'll hear in the media this week about the assisted human reproduction bill and things being dealt with. There are still parents left out of having a legal relationship with their child. You know, we march for intersex people who are facing intersex genital mutilation in Irish hospitals today, and their right to bodily autonomy is being completely overruled. So when we talk about the sense of safety, like, I suppose we have that safety piece in the, am I going to have a slur hurled at me? And then we have the safety in the, can I live my life the way I want? Can I love the person I want? Do I have the protection of the law when I need it? And the reality is that many of us think we solved all of that with marriage equality. We didn't. There is so much more to do.
We have been talking a lot about the challenges. It to some extent ignores the crack that is Pride.
Oh, totally. But like, the crack is mighty. Do you know the way? And like, queer joy is a very real thing. You know, like, and for me, I'm always in this delicate balance of how much do I talk about the reality of life today, and how much do I talk about the fun stuff that goes on? Like, there's absolutely amazing pieces. You know, like, to see the Swifties in the queer community this week, I have to say there's been an outpouring of I suppose joy at the notion of going to the concert and people trying to stumble over themselves to get tickets and otherwise, and there's going to be lots of levity, you know, tomorrow as people again come to their first Pride. They connect with friends they haven't seen. You know, Ireland's a tiny country in many ways. People are going to be running into each other that they haven't seen possibly in years and otherwise. So like, it is a wonderful, joyful occasion as well.
Before I let you go, 1 month in, how is married life treating you?
Married life is great. I don't think...
Don't pause next time.
Yeah, I better be careful. No, married life is great. I think there's myself and my husband, we've been together for 12 years, and I think we thought it would change nothing. And it's funny how there is a subtle shift. So there is. And similarly, we were kind of prepared for it to kind of be a normal thing. And there was lots of very positive emotional things that happened with friends or family around our wedding. And I don't think we've fully processed that yet, but it's been magical.
Well, congratulations. That was Oisin O'Reilly, CEO of the Outhouse LGBTQ Plus Centre. And throughout Pride Month, of course, Aviva Insurance is donating €10 to Outhouse LGBTQ Plus Centre for every new home insurance policy bought. Coming.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.